Workbook. Module 3. Now and then. Listening and pronunciation. Activity 6. Listen to the conversation and complete the notes.
Who is in this family photograph, Mom?
Oh, that's my grandmother, Mabel. She was born in 1920. Can you believe that?
How different life was for her.
Yes. Mabel left school when she was 13. All she learned at school was how to make clothes and to read and write.
13? Really? Why?
She had to look after her 6 younger brothers and sisters. Their house was so small that Mabel had to share a bed with her sisters.
I'm sure she wanted to leave home and get her own house.
Yes. Mabel was only 19 when she got married, but she and her husband didn't have their own house. They lived with his family.
So things weren't very different for her then?
No, she still worked very hard at home. And she had a baby every year for 6 years, so she still looked after children.
That's hard work. What did she do in her free time?
I don't think she had any free time. See how sad and tired she looks in the photo.
What a hard life she had.
Activity 7. Listen again and choose the correct answer.
Who is in this family photograph, Mom?
Oh, that's my grandmother, Mabel. She was born in 1920. Can you believe that?
How different life was for her.
Yes. Mabel left school when she was 13. All she learned at school was how to make clothes and to read and write.
13? Really? Why?
She had to look after her 6 younger brothers and sisters. Their house was so small that Mabel had to share a bed with her sisters.
I'm sure she wanted to leave home and get her own house.
Yes. Mabel was only 19 when she got married, but she and her husband didn't have their own house. They lived with his family.
So things weren't very different for her then?
No, she still worked very hard at home. And she had a baby every year for 6 years, so she still looked after children.
That's hard work. What did she do in her free time?
I don't think she had any free time. See how sad and tired she looks in the photo.
What a hard life she had.
Activity 8. Listen and say if the underlined words are stressed or not. 1.
Mabel had to share a bed with her sisters.
2.
I don't think she had any free time.
3.
She had a baby every year for 6 years.
4.
What a hard life she had.
Now listen again and repeat. 1.
Mabel had to share a bed with her sisters.
2.
I don't think she had any free time.
3.
She had a baby every year for 6 years.
4.
What a hard life she had.
Reading and speaking. Activity 9. Read the sentences from the passage. Who says each one? The wife or the husband? Now read the passage and check. Work and family life. Laura Brent is a manager in an important company. She has 3 children. The eldest is 10 and the youngest is 3. My job was only possible because my husband David was prepared to take my place and become a house husband, she says. More and more couples are finding this arrangement suits them better in today's world, where women are rising to the top of their careers faster and more easily than they did in the past. Many men, on the other hand, like the idea of staying at home and looking after the children. My children see a lot more of me than I saw of my father when I was young, and I think it's better for them, especially for the boys, says David. It works just as well for Laura. Now I can come home from a hard day at work and immediately relax with the children instead of having to do the housework and the cooking, she says. Is there anything David misses about going out to work?
Not really.
I suppose the worst thing about looking after children and doing the housework is not having a lunch break. It's a lot harder than most men think.